He's dummy.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like dumb, I'm smart, and I want respect.
Ooh, Tootsie Touch.
Tootsies.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yay, we are back.
Back in black. Oh, sorry.
Man, starting off
on the bad end of the stick.
I wouldn't say that the black end is the bad end. I would say that it's just a different side.
You're more progressive than I am. It depends on what side of the dildo you're talking about.
Depends on if it's before or after.
Does it have the suction cup that goes against the wall, or is the part that goes right into your butt?
Oh, mine's double-ended, so I can blow it while it's in my butt.
Get after it. I just weighed myself. I'm rolling in. I'm rolling in about 5 pounds over what I was before.
Oh, good for you, bud.
Yeah, man.
I'm down 10 pounds.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You look good.
Thanks for noticing, you cocksmoker.
You look good.
Thanks.
Well, you're
man.
Not wearing any clothes, so maybe that's the 10.
Yeah.
It's looking good.
Maybe.
Maybe
it's
so.
10 inches.
How are you getting there? What's going on over here?
Stop fucking playing. Okay, it's me definitely because I get the really long legs. You fuck.
Check underneath the table.
Yeah, you're all the way through the table onto my side.
No, take a look.
Put it away. I am just not eating.
Well, that's healthy.
No, like doing the intermittent fasting thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you on that?
Yeah, it does not bother me at all not eating until like noon.
Really?
Noon to 6 and then I'm done.
I'm fucking starving.
Really?
By like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Big time.
It makes me feel sick if I eat in the morning. I never really ate breakfast.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I never did before. And then
so I've always stayed so fit and svelte.
You know what you should try? Yoga.
still cranking away the yoga?
I'm killing it in yoga
really?
Right now. Yeah.
Wow. I feel can you touch great. Your toes yet? Or?
Sort of. Yeah. My back feels good.
Yeah.
I feel like it's fucking great.
Damn.
It's a fucking great time. I fucking love it.
Oh, no. You go to a Scottish one?
Yeah. Bend over and touch your toes, you daft cunt.
You daft cunt.
They're kind of, it's not as calming as I thought it was going to be.
No. They hit you with golf clubs and exactly. everyone's wearing those. It's not really a...
it's a kilt?
Yeah, but what are those hats that they wear? It's not like a Scottish cap. That it's not like a scally cap.
The Order of the Antelope?
It's got it all the way around, you know?
Oh, no. I don't know.
No?
Really?
Yeah.
Scally cap all the way around?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like dickheads.
Yeah.
It sounds like.
Yeah, it's what the janitor from The Simpsons wears when he goes all Scottished out.
If it's not Scottish, it's crap. No.
Yeah, so I've been just intermittent fasting. Man. Intermittent fasting.
Now, what do you throw in around noon when you get there?
No, just a salad, whatever I bring from home.
Really?
Yeah.
You're friggin' healthy.
It's busy at work too, so that helps. I'm straight out. Sometimes I don't eat. Sometimes it would be like 2 o'clock. I'm like, fuck, I haven't eaten anything all day.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I don't drink any fucking water all day. I don't do anything. I'm too busy working.
Dude, that's bad news. You gotta drink some water, man.
I try.
It's the best thing you can do for yourself, actually.
Really?
Drink some water. Yeah, you wrinkly old fuck. Drink some water, smooth that shit out a little bit.
Is that? Oh.
No, it fills you up, too. So half the time when you think you're hungry, you're actually thirsty.
Oh, damn.
You know who said that?
Julia Childs.
Nope. Dr. Ken.
Dr. Ken?
Dr. Ken saw it on a Dr. Ken episode.
Oh, damn. Huh. I mean, it's gotta be true if it was on CBS.
Dr. Ken.
I
is that a CBS show?
I have no idea.
Nobody hates CBS shows more than I do. Dr. Ken seems like an ABC show.
Oh.
It's a show that nobody watches, like The Goldbergs.
Oh, that show's awesome.
No, it's not.
It's so good.
Are you serious?
The show was fucking
so good.
Because it's all the 80s, so I loved every moment of it.
I love the 80s.
Awesome. It's pretty much the 80s.
Really?
It's a great show. So eat a bag of rotten buttholes. For not liking it.
Yes, please. That's what I call intermittent fasting.
Speaking of rotten buttholes, we've been getting, instead of like eating pizza, we got this new cauliflower crust
for the
pizzas, okay? First time I had it, it's good. It's like, oh, shit, it actually tastes like pizza crust. It's really good. A lot healthier. Next day, almost shart. So I'm like, I don't know if it's just, you know, because I haven't been eating. It's like all the cheese and stuff. Who knows? You know, maybe yeah. I am lactose intolerant again. Who knows?
Yeah.
So last night we had the.
I like how you said it again, yeah, as if like it goes away.
Yeah, it went away. My lactose intolerance went away.
I don't know about that.
So we had it again last night.
Yeah.
And then today, I fucking ruined toilets all day.
Today I was like, no. Shartastic. So you take a shit in those porta-johns?
Oh, no. So I have a home that's closing.
Yeah.
And my salesperson's like, hey, I want to go walk this house. Are you in the subdivision? I'm like, yeah, I'm walking this other house.
You were literally on the shitter.
I was about to. And I'm like, oh, I got to fucking go. So I'm sitting on the toilet, and all of a sudden, I hear the door open, and my salesperson's a lady, and she's like, hello? And I'm like, I'm in the bathroom. Like, God, you can't give me a fucking second?
She attractive?
No.
Really?
No, not for me.
What's the point? Not for you.
No, I mean...
To some people, would I find her attractive?
No.
Not a female?
No.
Oh.
Exactly. That's the problem.
That's why I'm not down with it.
Yeah. I'm down with the clown. Yeah. I'm still a juggalo at heart.
Speaking of which.
Speaking of clowns.
Got caught up on Vanderpump Rules last night.
Oh.
Billy Lee was looking pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm liking it.
You are... I mean, yeah. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
There is very attractive women on that show.
Yeah.
And that's the one you just beeline to every time.
Hone in.
Yeah.
Hone in on
it. It is unbelievable. You are just dying to quench your thirst.
It's a good episode. Jax. Oh, really? Jax is staying on the straight and narrow. So
yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. For what? How many episodes in?
4 or 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. So what? Episode 7? Train wreck, right?
Maybe.
Divorce?
So I'm thinking. Yeah, Kristen's up to her old tricks again, too.
That bitch. That fucking bitch.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
And Lala broke up with her boyfriend. They're taking a break. It's heartbreaking. Man. Yeah.
Hey.
Tom's doing
I take
well,
a trip to Lala Land, if you know what I mean.
Would you?
I have no idea what she looks like, but probably.
Well, you'd probably take her to Tom and places hopping now.
Oh, yeah?
The Tom's got that thing on lockdown.
Oh, is that the guy who's the DJ?
Nope.
No?
That's DJ James Kennedy.
See you next Tuesday.
Yeah. See you next Tuesday. See?
Yeah.
You're watching now, aren't you?
No, I just remember the stupid things you say about
it. You're dipping your toe in the pump pool.
I am not.
Pump pool.
Nope.
Pool pump.
Got to replace the pool pump.
So
it's
here's...
clogged with old condoms.
So
used
I thought...
condoms and what's-her-face's...
Dreams?
No, And what's your girl's name on that show?
Billy Lee.
Billy Lee's...
cosmetics?
Well, no. I was going to say, like, sanitary napkins from the post-op.
Yeah, maybe so. So, along the same lines, I started following... There was this girl on Twitter. Hilarious. Patty Harrison. Okay. Hilarious. And she's cute. So I click on the picture, and I'm like, man, she's like half Asian. Okay. Daddy-like. Then I read this article on, like, top... You know, 23 up and coming comedians. Didn't know, but
on it,
tranny. Yeah,
you mean a trans person?
Nope,
a person of trans.
No, she's a grandmother and a transsexual.
Oh,
it's tranny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
you didn't know it, but you liked her even more after that, right?
But that's not a bad thing, because if you're Asian, you're and a boy, you're probably like a
you're halfway there.
Yeah. So then you get transitioned. You're pretty much all there. You know what the problem is? We talked about this before. Fake hands. I think that's what would hold me back. Not the wide back or the shoulders or...
No, fuck, sign you up.
Boom.
Yeah.
Small hips.
It's the...
And the big dick. Not the... It's the fake hands.
Yeah.
It's the fake hands.
Yeah, fake hands with a big dick. No thanks.
I'll get around the dick. Can't get around the cans.
Oh, you get around the dick with your mouth. Like, oh. Get around the whole thing.
Yeah, well, I was thinking the butt cheeks, but...
Yeah, I mean, because they don't have the... Like, if I were to get fake hands, I could fill those fucking things right out.
Yeah.
You know, with my body type.
You'd,
you know?
You'd get some...
I'm a fucking... Endomorph.
You get some Stormy Daniels in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Got some double D's. I like a nice B.
Yeah?
That's the problem with fake hands. You go too big and you're just like, dun, 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 dun. It's like a circus wheel.
Listen.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Boobs are where it's at.
But I don't like.
I'm the same. I'm not a fake hand. Like, if they like stand up under your chin, like.
And they do.
Yeah. It's not for me either. I'd rather a nice saggy set of fucking chewed up old milk knockers. You know what I'm saying?
Weather balloons.
A couple deflated weather balloons.
A couple of deflated circus tents.
Yeah, I want the Men in Black to come in and be like. I was like, no, it was just weather balloons. It wasn't a flying saucer.
Yeah, I want Tommy Lee Jones to zing me.
Yeah.
I don't know what they call that. Did you like that movie, Men in Black?
Who didn't?
I don't like Will Smith.
You love him?
No, I don't like him. I don't enjoy his movies. What was that one movie that I liked?
6 Degrees of Separation.
That's the one.
Where he's like, he talks the dude into banging him.
Yep.
Heather Graham's boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
He's like, let me fuck you. And the guy's like, all right.
Yeah. Saw that one already, too.
Yeah.
Worst mistake of my life. Oh, man. Speaking of which, your boy Bobby Kraft. Holy cow.
Yeah.
So, Bob Kraft, owner of the New England Patriots, flat out fucking multi-billionaire Bob Kraft.
Yep.
Went to a strip mall Asian masseuse place to get a handy.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah.
In the span of like 2 days, right? He went like back to back.
You know what? That was worth every penny.
Which is amazing.
Which was $100.
These days, if I jerk off back to back,
yeah.
The next day my balls are sore.
Really?
Yeah. I'm all backed up. That's why. I'm all backed up.
I thought you were going to say you get winded or something.
I do get winded. Slow down, ladies. Yeah.
No, I mean, you saw him dancing with Cardi B. He still got it.
No way. He did?
You didn't see that?
Did you? So do you know the whole the whole thing since his wife died? What happened?
No,
so,
he's been on a mad tear.
His wife dies.
Yep.
And he's like crestfallen, like heartbroken. Like this is the, because they were, you know, they always had like pictures. They're inseparable and everything. Right. Guy's like falling apart. 6 months later, he's dating like a 35-year-old blonde. Last year, the girl got knocked up.
Yeah, but not his.
Not by Bobby.
Yeah.
Some other dude.
Yep.
And now he's off getting handies in a strip mall. A billionaire getting strip mall handies.
Did you know why?
With sex workers.
Yeah. So I've seen a lot of memes come through.
Yeah.
Saying that he's supporting the sex trade and blah blah blah.
Hell yeah, he is. He's pouring his money into it.
Is he though?
Well, $100 at a time.
Yeah.
So the first time there were two girls. No, it was the first or second time. One of the times there were like two chicks in there making out with each other.
Yeah. That's the dream.
For $100.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. That's a great deal.
Jesus.
Man. What does it cost to get into a strip club nowadays?
I don't think I could do that. Exactly. Yeah. You drop a hundo.
Fuck yeah. To watch two girls make out while they jerk me off?
I think I gave $100 to a girl who... I told you that story.
Yeah, she just gave you Girl Scout cookies. Nothing else. What a cock tease. thanks for the Thin Mints, bitch.
She stole my television.
So she's been living in the house.
Fucking 9-year-olds.
But you know who it reminded me of?
Wait a minute. This guy? Is that your boy?
Yep.
You can barely hear that.
I know.
That's so
worth
great.
Every second.
Oh, man. It did remind me of
an act of masturbation.
An act of masturbation. It's the worst mistake of my life.
Do you know that he definitely slurped the jizz off his fingers when it was done? Might have been an act of masturbation, but he's like, give me these tasty num-nums.
So, are you talking about the abducted guy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, big time.
Oh, he slurped that up.
At the very end, he only cops to the handy. But at the very end, the guy's like, I entered into a homosexual relationship so I could get... I mean, the guy is the best.
Yeah.
He really is
He's committed to raping kids.
You think, yo, B, yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, B.
Hey, B.
Hey, B.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
I fear that she's into prostitution and meth.
I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight.
I might not be able to sleep tonight.
I guess I'll have to take more Ambien.
He was handsome. He was the opposite of my husband.
Yeah, he was straight.
He liked to bang little girls, but at least they're female.
Yay! Man, that's horrible that we're talking that way about the dead.
Bob Kraft?
Oh, yeah, we're talking about him, too.
Talking about Bob Kraft.
Yeah. see, I was surprised that it was just like you said, because he's a billionaire.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He could have the top of the line.
Top of the line hand job.
Yeah.
He's got to have some patriots.
Gronk to get my hand job.
He's got some patriots. Yeah. I know. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, it's what bros do with each other. Just kid stuff. Kid stuff. Come on. You're telling me that Bob Kraft couldn't talk Gronk into it if B could talk this guy into it?
He totally could.
Come on. Yeah. Bro. Frat stuff.
Gronk, I got some MDMA over here.
Do you ever notice Bob Kraft always sounds like he's fucking wasted?
That it sounds like he's wasted?
Yeah.
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 On his YouTube channel?
Sweet. YouTube channel. So it says, according to the court documents, Kraft paid for a threesome on January 19th with two women taking turns manipulating his genitals.
Oh, man.
Once finished, the women cleaned him up and he gave them each a $100 bill. Oh, so they each got a hundy.
Yeah. Right. So it's 200.
All right. Man. Well,
imagine having $1 billion and only having to pay 200 to get a hand job.
Yeah.
That's well, look, awesome.
I mean, all right. So this was the second incident. The employee escorted Kraft to a room identified as whatever. There, the two hugged each other and Kraft took off all of his clothing, laid face up on the massage table, and the employee hugged him again. On the table? A hug? That's weird.
a little snuggle.
At approximately 11:02 hours. It was 11 a.m. The employee began manipulating his penis and testicles and then put her head down on his penis. This went on for several minutes. So I guess they couldn't tell if she was actually blowing him.
Well, she took a little lap nap.
After a few minutes, she wiped Kraft in the area of his genitals with a white towel, helped him get dressed, and hugged him again. She gave the employee $100 bill plus at least another unidentified bill. Maybe it was $1,000 bill.
Maybe. Maybe it was a check.
He was
$50 check.
Asian. Maybe it was some buddy bucks from HEB. He was there for 14 minutes. That's pretty good that he lasted a few minutes. I don't think I could do that these days. Yeah. I'm ready to. I'd be like, hey, you want hand? Oops. Sorry. Can I get the white towel action?
Yes. Give me a little hug and I'm on my way. Thank you.
I'm tired of wiping my own belly with a towel. I want somebody else to do it.
Belly button shots.
Look at Giselle. Holy cow.
Yes.
So one of the side, this is TMZ, one of the side things is Giselle, like, running with a surfboard.
With like a, would you call that like a wife beater just kind of rolled up?
I would call it a wet t-shirt contest waiting to happen.
I'd call it yum.
Yeah.
So I was,
I'm sorry, that was Odell Beckham Jr. Whoops.
Oops.
The bottom picture was her. She looks all right.
So we didn't record last week because I had a touch of the flu.
Yeah. Speaking of getting touched, touch of the flu.
So, but I did watch a documentary.
Yeah.
The Fyre Fest documentary.
Fyre! Fyre!
Oh, man. Why didn't we have that sound drop?
I don't know.
So, with the Fyre Fest documentary, you watched it as well.
Yes.
Let's give it a little rundown.
Fyre Fest. holy cow. Why don't you talk about it first? Because I'm...
basically, Fyre Fest. I didn't realize the Fyre was an app that you could hire celebrities to like play at your party or whatnot. So if you wanted Ja Rule to play at your party, $17.99 an hour, he would come down and he would sing whatever the fuck song Ja Rule sings.
$1,700?
No, $17.99 because it's fucking Ja Rule.
What's $17.99? $17?
$17.99.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, I mean,
true.
I know it's not true, but that's That's the going rate for a Ja Rule nowadays after this Firefest fiasco.
Yeah, baby.
Murda.
Is that what he sings?
I think so.
I'm trying to think of what he sings.
Me too. It's terrible.
Yeah. Well, no, wasn't it? The first thing it was a credit card, right?
Oh, yeah. They started with a metal credit card.
Since you're doing a shitty job of this. Fire. But that wasn't, no, it was, no, the festival was Fire, right?
Yeah, and the app that they had to hire the people were Fire.
Yeah.
But before that, this entrepreneur.
This guy, Billy.
Flanagan? No, yeah, just right. Billy.
That sounds good anyway. Billy, what's his name?
Billy.
Was a entrepreneur, a real man about town. And he came up with some fun. They piped it. They touted it at first like it was some deal that actually worked. This black credit card, Fire. Was it a Fire card? I forgot
no,
what the fuck
no,
it was.
It was like a black credit card for Monticello car or something. Yeah,
but it ended up being a scam because nobody got paid on that either. But then he decided he wanted to do a music festival on an island. So the dude is a fucking, I mean, just, I don't know how charismatic people get it done. It's like people who make shitty movies and convince everybody to like give them money to make the movie.
Here's the thing though. I just looking at the guy.
Clerks.
Just looking at the guy, I would say I'm way more charismatic than that guy.
No.
Than him? Then.
Yeah, but he got people to invest in his island. You can't even get people to give you change at the register.
But I gave you. You said it was $17.25. I gave you 18. You owe me 75 cents.
You shut that mouth.
Sir, please move on. But it was my change.
But, I mean, you literally owe me. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I'll call the cops.
So he puts on this, he just keeps getting people to invest in this thing.
He gets like venture capitalists to give him millions of dollars.
He allegedly buys an island from guy from Medellin.
Yeah.
Adrian Grenier.
Awesome.
What the
hell? Here we go.
Lord! What the hell is that guy's name?
You're thinking of, why do I keep thinking Fidel Castro? It's fucking Narcos. What's his name? Narcos.
I forget.
El
Chapo's buddy.
Yeah.
So El Chapo's buddy's island that they keep saying like this is his island and we bought it. So he gets like one of the Jenner girls to go down there.
Oh, he gets a
Bieber's wife.
All the best Instagram models.
Super hot chicks.
Yeah.
He takes a whole bunch of pictures of them and starts pushing them out there and like, hey, Firefest is coming up in like 45 days. Get your tickets. And he's promising these luxurious tenting experiences and all this kind of crazy stuff for this music festival that's going to go on.
Yeah. They have like villas that go for like $25,000 a night and stuff, like just crazy money.
Yeah. And the best part of that was when the guy, like, I think it was like 20 days beforehand, one of the guys was like, my wife and I tried to stay on the island and we could not last. The bugs were just everywhere.
Night. He's like, it was too bad. We told them, why don't we just get a cruise ship and then we'll bring the people to the island during the day. They're like, we're going to go with the bug infestation.
Yeah, we're going to go with the hammock situation. So this thing just keeps, this documentary is really well put together because it just keeps unraveling all the way to the bitter end where the people just get trapped on the island. And then the only person that shows up were the Osmonds to play or something like that. I mean, it was just fucking, it was a wreck.
All right. My favorite part
of
this thing, my second favorite part. My favorite part is the only adult present who's a gay gentleman.
Yeah.
Who will do anything to help out this kid. And he gets a phone call one day. Take it from there.
I think this is the part. Where am I taking it?
taking it to Brown Town. He's taking it to Screeching Halt. So basically, their water gets trapped by customs. They're bleeding money left and right. They need like $750,000 to get this cargo ship full of Evian water, Why do they have to get Evian? They could have gotten Geyser Springs. Fucking idiots. Crystal Geyser, whatever it's called.
What?
You piece
of shit.
You
ready? Here it is. Hang on.
I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm really, and I got into my car to drive across the island to take one for the team. And I got to his office fully prepared to suck his dick.
So he gets a call from Billy, and Billy says, hey, I need you to take one for the team. I need you to go to the head of customs, and I need you to suck his dick.
So we can get water.
So we can get our Evian water. This guy is a team player.
And the guy, And so immediately you think.
You would say, I'm a fucking professional. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
No, he goes, I got to get home and take a shower quick.
I brushed my teeth. And then went over there very much prepared to blow a dude.
Yeah.
And the best part was the guy was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to make sure I get paid first.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, oh, he was very nice. He just wants to get paid first. Like, why did you think that was an option? This is a weird place to jump to.
Wait, why would you tell a story?
Yeah.
Afterwards, I read an article afterwards where he was like, I'm a little unhappy.
Yeah.
that made the documentary. I'm like, no, that made the documentary.
Yeah,
that was the best part of the documentary.
The other best part is after everything crumbles and they go back to the app that they have, this fire app, which was actually a company that was really trying to make money.
And right.
There's people back there like working their ass off.
Yeah.
But this guy's spending every penny that they make. And they're in a conference room and Ja Rule is on the phone. And it's a very professional setting. Everyone's talking normal. Then Ja Rule gets on. He's like, yo, you motherfuckers, you know, we just got to get through this shit. You know what I'm saying? We just got to fucking fight this shit. And this shit, people will forget about this shit. This shit's going to be fine. No fucking problems. And I'm like, how did this guy a millionaire and I'm not? It fucking blows my mind.
His inspirational speech to young millennial white kids.
Yeah.
Yo, we got to get through this.
It was like every time Ja
I just
Rule
watched
came
Rudy.
On, Ja Rule somehow skated away from this with that.
He was the biggest name and it was the least significant story.
Yeah, he was partners with the guy though. It was half his.
Yeah.
In. I don't know. I guess
all that Ja Rule money is now gone.
Yeah. So, side note, Ja Rule just played a basketball game, like the Knicks or the Lakers or something like that.
He plays for the Lakers?
Yeah, excuse me. He was the musical entertainment during halftime.
Yeah.
And he's trying to get the crowd pumped.
Yeah.
And it's fucking crickets out there. He's like,
really?
Let's get this shit going. And it's like, I can't hear ya. And he goes, I can't hear ya. Okay.
No, literally.
All right. No. All right. And then he just like starts doing his songs. And then halfway through, like the basketball players come out and they just start
shooting
warm-ups. Like, man, this fucking guy. He's trying though.
Poor Ja Rule.
Yeah.
It would be great if somebody just played that over the intercom. And he's like, I went down there fully prepared to blow him.
Fucking Ja Rule.
Man.
He goes, this is 90s night. I actually came out in 2000, but you know, whatever. Let's make the best of it.
What has Ja Rule been doing?
He's been just living off that one song. Really.
What's that?
I'm going to shove that whole laptop up your ass.
I got into my car to drive across the island to take one for the team. And I got to his office fully prepared to suck his dick.
Okay.
Hey, you know what's great? At the very end, that's the audio that's going to suck this week.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's progress. I don't think we're making progress. I think it was fucking rubber banding all over the place.
We're at a steady, just flat rate. Yeah. It's like we're crashed and flatlining, but at least it's
It's entertaining.
Constant. Yeah.
It's entertaining.
Oh, hi, B.
I got that one too somewhere. Let me see if I can play that one.
Yeah. Hi, B.
Oh, hi, B.
Yeah, even though he kidnapped my daughter once.
Hello, Broberg.
Hi, Marianne. This is Bob.
Hello, B.
are you?
Wait.
Where's the best part?
Oh my goodness.
I asked her. I told her the prostitution. Chance done some things that she doesn't want to tell me about.
Hmm.
We're stealing for a living the prostitution.
Here it comes.
Oh my goodness.
I asked her. I said, honey, how are you getting your money? And she says, hard.
Oh dear. No, I won't be able to sleep.
Would you mind coming over and fucking me into a coma?
Would you mind coming over and jerking my husband off?
I entered into a homosexual relationship in order to get closer to Jan.
Play the brother.
The pervert.
Yeah. The brother is the best.
My brother was always a sexual pervert.
Oh, man.
That guy's
my
awesome.
My brother was always a sexual pervert.
That's the best part because it's out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's all of a sudden, it's like the FBI guy ends and he's like, yeah, apparently he's done this before. And the guy's like, my brother's always been a sexual pervert.
Yeah. He's like, fuck my brother. That guy's a dick.
Yeah. I think he raped my sister.
Yeah. He hated his brother. He's like, he called the FBI on him. He's like, fuck this guy. He's a sexual pervert.
My last name is Broberg. Now everybody tells me I got Broberged.
Everyone comes up to me and says, hey, give me a hand, pal.
Can I get some relief?
Yeah, this is kid stuff. Let's do it.
We got sponsored by Rollins.
That's how you spell relief. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, this is a good one.
How do you spell relief? H-A-N-D-Y? Now everybody says when you get Broberged, it means you got like a hand job.
You get whacked off.
Oh, hey, B. Oh, my God. I won't be able to sleep at night knowing my daughter is in prostitution and methamphetamines.
That one should have won an Oscar.
You know, I didn't know that he was a budding amateur comedian. He was like, how are you getting your money? Hard. Wink. Give her the old bro bird.
Yeah. Oh, that's that Jan sense of humor where we were missing.
Oh, God. She's such a stitch.
She's at Larry's Chuckle Hut this weekend.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
That thing. How did that thing not get up for an Oscar? I don't understand.
I don't
understand. Yeah. Did you watch the Oscars?
I did not because I was sick. And I don't care about the Oscars.
I don't care either. it's a bunch of fucking turds glad handing each other over ridiculous stuff.
Well, we do have a list of the Oscar nominations.
We do.
I was wondering, I'm going to read you the best picture.
Mm-hmm. Don Drysdale.
You tell me if you've seen any of these.
Yep.
Okay.
Hit me.
Black Panther.
Yes.
Me too. Black Klansman.
Yes.
Damn. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Negative.
The Favorite.
No.
Green Book.
Nah.
Roma.
Yes.
A Star is Born.
Yes.
Vice.
I didn't realize I saw this many movies. No. But I want it. Vice is actually the only one I want to see.
In Bohemian Rhapsody, I want to see.
No.
Oh, I don't. I'm a huge Queen.
Rami Malek's fan. Teeth are just fan. Too much.
I'm a huge Queen fan.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So,
I saw four of them.
Wow, that's actually really good. I only saw Black Panther.
Let me run it down. Let's go reverse order.
Okay.
Because I like reverse cowboy. Is it cowboy?
It's cool, man.
Oops.
It's cool.
Pulling the curtains back a little bit on that one, huh?
Yeah.
Roma.
You have to pull them to drive it.
To drive it home?
Yeah.
Roma. Terrible.
I would not watch that. It's in black and white, first of all.
Terrible
Hard
movie.
Hard pass.
Terrible movie. It's about an ugly Mexican woman who's enslaved, basically, as a cleaning lady, and she gets knocked up.
Ooh.
Yep. And then I think I fell asleep for this part. I think she has a miscarriage.
You missed the best part of the movie.
The end.
Yeah.
So that movie sucked balls. Black Panther. Black Panther was not worthy of an Oscar. Black Panther.
I agree. I would say like the visual stuff, maybe.
I think actually the costumes and shit like that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like that part.
Yeah.
The movie itself.
Yeah. Best
bullshit.
Picture. Come on. Simmer
bullshit.
Down.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
This is another reason why the Oscars are dumb because they were like, oh, we should nominate Black Panther.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But Black Klansman.
Black Klansman was good. Yeah. I don't know if it was like Oscar worthy. Mm. It's got Adam Driver in there. I like that guy.
Man, is that Minnie Driver's brother?
No.
Oh.
No, it's not.
Why do you like Adam Driver?
I don't know. You know why? I like him in...
Don't say girls or I'll throw up.
Girls. He's banging Lena Dunham and he's throwing up a toilet.
Yeah. He's got an iron stomach so he doesn't have to puke.
He's a good actor. That's
he
that
saw
show.
Her naked and he didn't throw up.
A lot. That's did you see the rim job scene in that thing?
Oh, yeah.
Where the good looking one gets a rim job?
Yeah. That's do you know whose daughter that is? This Brian Williams' daughter.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy's like,
exactly. I'm Brian Williams, and my daughter likes getting her butthole licked. That was awesome.
I literally looked at just that up because I didn't watch that show to show my wife too.
Yeah.
Because I heard about it on Stern.
Yeah. I didn't. I don't have Stern. Oh. I just ended up, I saw something
about
it. You
masturbated to it?
What? Of course. I did my own sheetrock spackle right on the ceiling.
Why are you an Adam Driver fan?
Star Wars. I think he's fantastic as
Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren. You I really do.
Fucking nerd.
I really do. I think he plays a tortured Vader son of
Han Solo.
Son of.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Spoiler alert.
No, you're wrong, but
he
I'm
dies.
Wrong, actually.
And Chewie goes, is that right?
Yeah, pretty much.
I can't do Chewie. Ready? That was pretty close.
It was perfect.
Yeah.
I thought he was in here with me.
I'm going to lick your Wookiee cookie.
Just because you're in a furry costume.
Just because you're all fucking hairy and naked.
All right, keep on going.
So Black Klansman was okay. It wasn't great. Okay. Actually, you know who one of the main characters opposite Adam Driver? Denzel's son.
Yeah.
He's a fucking terrible actor.
Oh. Wasn't he the main character?
Yes.
Wasn't he the Black Klansman?
Yes.
Oh.
He's terrible.
Is he just trying to be his dad?
No, but you can hear his voice.
He was like, I had it with these snakes on this motherfucking plane.
That's Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, man. I'm colorblind.
King Kong! King Kong shit on me!
I knew that was Samuel L. Jackson, by the way.
So, he kind of sounds like his dad, but the problem was he's a terrible actor that he tries to sound white on the phone. Like, he talks to them on the phone, and then they send Adam Driver over to be...
No one is better than Dave Chappelle on his show.
Yes. So, the problem is, this kid clearly...
I gotta jump right in. Dave Chappelle did white-faced constantly on his show.
Yeah.
And he never got in trouble.
Who gives a shit?
Not me. I just thought I'd bring that up.
You should. Yeah.
All right, let's skip that then.
Fucking Aryan Nation prick.
Trying to be MAGA.
All right. Yeah, this kid's such a terrible actor. You can't tell when he's doing a fake voice and a real voice because he's like one of those privileged.
He's always doing.
Yeah, he pronounces his R's. Like he's a privileged prick. And then when he tries to not pronounce his R's.
Fucking Boston.
And fucking queer. Anyway, all right, what's next? Black Klansman.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Nope, didn't see that
one. Just because of his teeth?
Yep, because of his teeth.
Really?
Yep. Okay. Nope.
The Favorite.
Nope.
Green
the Favorite.
Book?
I will tell you, though, I think The Favorite has Rachel Weisz in it.
Yeah.
Fan favorite.
Really?
Big time.
She doesn't do it for me.
Yeah.
Emma Stone's in it with her.
Not at all.
No.
Emma Stone. Yeah.
Yeah. Not me neither.
Emma Stone might as well be Patty Harrison as far as
But the other woman is in it who won Best Actress. I don't even know her name.
Rachel what? Oh, maybe I'm thinking of something different. This is like one of the Queen movies, right?
Yeah. It's like a period piece.
Rachel Weisz. I had a period piece.
She didn't.
Once.
No, that's not who won the. It's another woman.
Oh, the Queen?
No. I don't know. Maybe she played the Queen. I don't know.
Boy, this is compelling. What's next? So Bohemian Rhapsody, no.
Green Book.
No, because Viggo Mortensen said the N-word in an interview, and I don't believe in that.
Man, we were all Viggo not too long ago.
I love Viggo.
Yeah.
I love little Viggo. Yeah.
Little Viggo?
Well, times have changed, okay? Yeah. I'm woke.
Vice. is the other movie.
I haven't seen Vice. It looks good, though. Christian Bale's a balls.
And so isn't Sam Rockwell. Sam Rockwell is probably my favorite actor.
Sam Rockwell?
Sam Rockwell's awesome.
Wow.
Do you see Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri? No. He's fucking awesome in that movie. He's awesome in every movie he's in.
So, what was it, last year? What the hell was that sound that just came out?
Last year.
What's her name? Who's the lead character in there? Frances McDormand?
Yeah.
She went fucking Section 8 at the Oscars, like.
Oh, she did?
Oh, my God. She was just all hamming it up, and after that, I couldn't watch that movie. I heard it's pretty good, though.
It is good. Yeah.
Sam Rockwell's all right.
Sam Rockwell's awesome.
If you like shitheads.
I do. I'm sitting across from one.
Yep. Next.
I think that was it.
Star is Born?
Yeah, Star is Born. You saw that, right?
It's a good movie, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, so except for the fact that the big thing about this Oscars was the chemistry between Gugu and him being Gaga over Gugu.
Yeah. And then she broke up with her boyfriend. Broke up with her boyfriend like 2 days later after that came out? No. Fucking swear to God, man.
Yeah.
Swear to God.
I don't know. Have you seen his fucking wife?
Have you seen his eye? His left eye? It droops an inch and a half below his right eye.
Dude.
Yeah, I'm going to show you a picture right now. Listen, I'm not kidding.
Listen.
I'm not kidding.
This guy, he is Mr. fucking Steal Your Girl. He can get any girl he wants.
No way.
I don't think he's that handsome myself. But
I'm telling you right now.
I'd suck his dick, but I mean, what?
I tell. Exactly. I'm looking it up, but. Oh.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh.
Hello.
Oh.
God. Is that a screensaver
or is Billy Lee? You fucking weirdo.
Where the hell did that picture go? It's got to be earlier than that. I showed this picture to. We went out to dinner with this other family, and my wife and this other mom were just like, oh, Bradley Cooper, blah, blah, blah. And so I showed him a picture of Bradley Cooper's lazy fucking eye, and I got him. I know that they kept trying to say, I don't care, but they really care.
They fucking cared, and you know it.
They fucking care. Where the hell did that go? I don't know
where it went. You think he's got a big dick?
Does Bradley Cooper have a big Schmenz elbow? Yeah, I bet he's got a good one in there. He definitely banged, what's her name, so. The Gaga.
You think he did?
They had some pretty good chemistry. Although the roles were reversed, because she was like the up-and-coming thing, and he was a superstar. Meanwhile, she... Right? Right? Do you see his left eye? So... D-Bag just pulled up a picture. Can I call you D-Bag?
Sure, that's a new one, but I like
Look at his left eye, right?
He looks like a fucking South Park character in that picture.
It looks like the left side of his face is like... It's like a landslide in California. It's just falling off the side of his face. Seriously, everyone's like, oh, he's so handsome, but nobody takes the time to really stare at his face.
Oh, you know? I have. Deep into those eyes.
Yeah, his wife had a hell of a haircut, though. Her hair looked fantastic that night.
What?
I swear to God. She was stunning.
Hey, Bradley Cooper's wife?
Yeah. She had some haircut where it was like straight, super straight, and it was like cut.
Unlike you?
No, I'm cut. But I'm not super straight. Not super straight. All right, what was the other one? So A Star is Born is a good movie, and then there was one other one.
Was there?
Yeah. For best movie?
I don't think so.
You're a dipshit.
Dude, there's Black Panther, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favorite, Green Book, Roma, Star is Born, Vice. We went over all of them.
Yeah, you're right. That's it. You got it.
So Rami Malek won for Bohemian Rhapsody. So it's he's got to do good.
Yeah, and then you know what happened? He fell off the stage?
Yeah.
Stupid ass. Yeah,
imagine if he fell on top of his Oscar and died. He got murdered by the Oscar. That'd be so awesome.
Man impaled by Oscar.
Yeah.
Crowd says, his best performance yet.
Yeah. Dennis said, that's what happened to Will every weekend. Impaled by Oscar.
Yes.
Fucking rock that one.
Holy shit. That was
You know what the that was so good. So good. The only thing that I liked about the Oscars was the fact that there was a big uproar that like sound mixing wasn't going to be on the Oscars. And it's
like, what do you mean, like the play people off stage thing, or
no, like the award for sound mixing? They were going to do it during the ads, and like everybody, there was a big uproar about it. And that was the only thing where I was like, well, good. At least these fucking schmoes like stood up for the little people once in their goddamn lives. Yeah, Mahershala Ali won for supporting actor, though.
What?
Why I gotta be supporting actor?
That's who won for supporting actor?
Yeah, and the Green Mile.
The Green Mile?
Green Book?
He was John Coffey?
I'm okay, boss. I feel the pain.
Yeah, his wife is stunning.
See that haircut?
Yeah.
That haircut's pretty fucking good, right?
Yeah, I like that haircut.
Yeah.
I'd rock it.
Yeah. I'd let that give me $100 hand job.
Bet you would.
Bing, 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 bing.
So yeah, Oscar so white.
Hashtag Oscar so white.
That was
I can't watch the Oscars. They're so fucking self flagellating. Yeah.
But I guess this year they didn't have a host, and it went. They said it was the best Oscars yet.
I don't know about that. I like Ricky Gervais. Did he do Oscars or Golden Globes? He's a funny bastard.
He did The Office.
He did The Office. The whole Office. He did Jan and Marsha and Lisa. Yeah, Jan and Marsha and Cindy.
Yeah.
He did all the Brady Bobby. Bunch girls. And that's the way they began the Brady Bunch.
Greg. You know Greg got it.
Greg. Two-way Greg. That's my man, Two-Way Greg. You know who else is my man? 14finches.com. 14finches.com for all your traffic design needs. I'm pretty sure they don't have a website yet, which is...
Keep on checking, though,
people. Which is sad. But you know who does? Texas Pharmacy Consulting. TexasPharmacyConsulting.com. When your grandmother's dying and you want to steal all of her medication after she's dead, Texas Pharmacy Consulting will make sure that you get it for at least 6 to 8 more months. That's a guarantee from our friends at Texas Pharmacy Consulting.
Sure. Let's roll with it. Yeah, I lost that one.
Have we asked what they do yet at Texas Pharmacy Consulting?
Yeah, I know what they do.
Oh, what do they do?
Pretty much, say your grandmother is very ill.
So they pretty much say your grandmother's very ill? Yeah. Even if she's
they
not?
Say, they the doctor calls you and goes, hey, grandma's very ill.
Yeah.
And they give her all types of medication. They're like, hey, you got to do this, that, and the other thing with all these different pills.
Cialis.
You call.
Yeah. Rogaine. Whatever.
Yeah. You're going to get hair on this bitch's chest. Stat. I get 10 cc's of hair on this bitch's chest.
Listen, I can't give you the good stuff unless she's got really fucked up hair on her chest.
You call Texas Pharmacy Consultant and they will straighten everything out for you, explain the medications in a not like a doctor would explain. They explain it like a normal person.
Yeah.
Let you know what each thing does and how to take it, what if you need to take it with food, side effects, all that stuff.
So
that's what they'll do for you.
They're gonna go the extra mile, like what's that? CVS. Like when a CVS pharmacist tells you.
No, no. Come on. Those guys, they just chew you up, spit you out. They want you
they
next.
They don't care.
Next.
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 You know, that's how they make their dough.
Magnums. Next.
Magnums. Yeah, right.
Do you know how many times they've sold
what
me
are you
a Magnum?
Doing fucking water balloons? What are you doing, kid?
Exactly. Get the fuck out of here. Let me see that thing. Put it on the counter.
Put this shit on the table. The only thing I wanted to bring up from the Oscars, I was happy that won the Oscar, was Best Animated Feature.
Yeah.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
No.
Fucking movie's awesome.
Is it really?
Really good.
Is it really that good?
It's fucking awesome.
I feel like I don't want to see it because everybody says it's so good.
Yeah. It's not like anything you've seen before, so you'll like it because you can't explain it to people.
Why? Because Spider-Man is black?
No. I've seen Black Spider-Man before.
Black Spider-Man. Yeah. I saw him run around downtown. This homeless guy says he's Black Spider-Man, tries to climb on top of a building and falls off into a trash can.
There's a comedian. I forget. He's a black comedian.
Mm-hmm. Why gotta be black?
Because he says he has a joke about Black Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But it's a it's a spider who gets bitten by a radioactive man. And he just You just like sit around his apartment and play video games and eat junk food. I don't know why you like that one so much. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
You like did you see one? That? Did you like Brody Stevens?
Yeah, I dabbled into Brody Stevens after.
Yes.
Yes.
Enjoy
818.
It.
818 till I die.
The funny part about Brody Stevens was how hard he bombed. And he didn't give a shit. He just kept coming back for more. He's like, making me work hard.
Yeah, he supposedly was really good at crowd work and stuff, though, too.
Yeah, he was a fluffer for shows.
Yeah, I mean,
Dave shows from Anaheim.
Dave shows. Yeah,
he's a fluffer.
Pretty blue Dave shows.
Just got him ready. Yes.
Yes.
Didn't enjoy it.
Going the extra mile. Putting in the effort.
It's called road work.
Dave shows?
Yeah, that guy was... that's unfortunate.
Hey, do you know what you're talking about?
What's that?
It's about a Tennessee man accused of dipping testicles in customer salsa.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Oh, shit, yeah.
That guy's the balls. I didn't even mean to do that.
You did it, though.
Hi-yo.
You fucking went there.
A Tennessee man is accused of dipping something other than chips into a customer's salsa. Zing! Fox News, you've done it again. Howard Webb, 31, was a driver for Dinner Delivery, a food service on January 12th when he allegedly put his testicles in an order of salsa that a customer had ordered from a Mexican restaurant.
Oh, I thought he ordered it from like a Chinese food place. I was like,
wait, is this a video of the guy dropping his nuts in there? That looks like crap.
Watch it,
doesn't it? Have what? You seen it?
Nope. Watch that.
Time to do it. So Webb, in a video published by the news station, is seen seemingly putting his testicles in a cup of salsa. Someone else in the video identifies as a delivery driver is heard giggling and saying, "This is what you get when you give an 89-cent tip for an almost $30 order."
I agree.
Hey, how'd that go? I should turn the volume down.
I don't know. I just blew my fucking eardrums out, though. I agree. If you give a couple things. One, they must have given an 89-cent tip before.
Yeah.
And then they ordered again another night.
Bad way to do that.
Yeah.
So, by the way, that sounds like Bob Broberg was trying to convince us to let him touch us.
I thought it was Dave Show. Dave Show's back. Fluff me. I always now won't eat at like a fast food chicken place that has cream gravy because I'm convinced that they have to come in that stuff. They have to, right? You have to.
Anywhere. You got to know that if you're going to do that, if you're going to eat at a fast food restaurant, you're going to get some semen.
Yeah, stick with the french fries and the fucking ketchup.
Oh, here it is. Hang on.
Okay. Let's blast this, too. That'd be a good idea.
Nah, I'm probably not going to do that. Let's just watch it live.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
We'll do it live!
There he is. There's the salsa. He's this is a
this guy's got the hairiest of balls, you can tell.
He's so hairy. God.
Oh. Ooh.
Wait, did you see it?
Sort of, yeah.
So this guy has those weak ass hoop earrings that are installed into his ears.
He has pink hair.
He's got a
he has an American flag shirt.
No, that's not pink hair, is it? That's a hat, you dipshit.
Are you positive?
This cat is Armenian like a motherfucker.
Yeah,
though.
That dude has a fucking Persian rug on his sack.
He's got a pelt that a Frenchman would have gone after it in the 1800s in Louisiana.
He's got beaver fur down there.
But he was wearing tight gray pants and a pink shirt and
in a stupid hat.
Clearly can't be even employed by an Uber driver thing.
Yeah.
Thing?
Uber Eats.
Uber driver thing. Did you read that story that I sent you about the LA news anchor that died from meth overdose at a hotel?
I didn't read it.
Oh, dude. So first of all, you got to look at this guy. Clean cut, weatherman type, right?
That's clean cut. That's the news right there.
A Los Angeles news anchor died in December after overdosing on methamphetamine during a sexual encounter with a male companion at a California hotel. Glendale police were called to the Days Inn. Days Inn,
which is not exactly a high-end horse, around 1:15 to find the news anchor unresponsive and suffering from a medical emergency. He was transported to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. According to the report, Barros was engaging in various sexual activities with his companion when he inserted a rock of meth into his rectum.
Wait a second.
We're not done yet. He reportedly inserted a second rock later in the encounter, placed a mask on, and then doused the filters with poppers. Poppers refer to an inhalant of amyl nitrate. Burroughs began to grunt and vomit before becoming unresponsive. The male individual, who apparently has a constitution of a fucking bull, was not impacted by shoving rocks in his rectum. Performed CPR. Ugh. Would you go...
Okay. Ass to mouth?
Yeah. Puke to... Ass to puke to mouth.
Well, here's the thing. He was jamming. He was banging him in the butt, right? And he was sticking the rocks in and going deeper into the butt with the rocks?
I mean, I guess.
I always thought it was anal nitrate. Because that's what homosexual fellas use, right? To get loose in the butt? Amyl nitrate?
No.
Yeah, it is.
No.
That's what poppers do. They loosen up your butthole.
No. He put a mask on and doused the filters with poppers. Poppers refer to anal nitrate. Amyl.
See?
Amyl? I thought it was anal nitrate, too.
Yeah.
I really did.
Okay, thank you.
I really did.
All right. Don't try and make me like it.
Dude, imagine
idiot.
Imagine if this guy like lived and went back to work and he looks like that. He walks in and he's like...
I watch my kids.
He's
that
like...
If that guy came and was like, hey, I'm going to watch your kids, I'd be like, all right, cool, man. Come on in.
Dude, weathermen like to get fucking down.
Yeah, they do.
Down.
Man, I miss my calling.
Wish I dated a weatherman.
I wish you did too. Let's make it happen.
I should have. Bob Neumeier.
Do you know who, like,
dates a weatherman?
No, there's the weather girl from like Mexico. Have you ever seen
her?
Yeah. Oh my fucking good god.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't see anything. Her big old ass is covering the whole fucking state.
It could be a fucking meteor coming to kill us all. I'd be like,
yeah,
God bless her.
Yeah.
God bless her. You know what, kid? You do you.
Yeah. Thank you for delivering such great news to me.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh shit,
man! I love getting my weather while my pants are around my ankles and my dick is hard. Thanks.
Oh man, it's rain and little fish. Hallelujah!
I always wondered if whale cum was like little fish, like they just shot like. like minnows.
It came out like tilapia.
Exactly.
Oh man, it's called salmon farming.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know why, but that's what they call it, man. Hey,
why would it be salmon?
They call it that. It's not our fault.
I'm not a whale. Who am I to say?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I mean,
I went to Whale and Park a few times though.
What? Do you have a whale of a time?
I have a whale of a time. I remember Whalen Park was the place that we went to. I think it was like the summer. It was the summer party for the IBEW, the Electrical Workers Union.
Yep.
And so we couldn't go to, what was the other name? What was the other place? The nice place.
Canobie Lake.
Canobie Lake Park. Yeah. We could not afford to go to Canobie Lake, so we only went to Whalen Park for free, and Whalen Park was a fucking dump.
Yeah.
Such a dump. Yeah.
Like, you go down a water slide, and you would have blood on your back. Like, it would
exactly
take the skin right off.
The water was brown.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. Whalen Park.
Yeah.
Canobie Lake was a fucking dump too. Don't get it wrong.
But well, okay, yeah. I never knew
because
all I knew was Canobie Lake was where all the kids who had two nickels scratched together went to. Went to Whalen Park.
Yeah, that was like a school trip. You'd go to Canobie Lake or something.
I never went. You went to a
rich
school.
Did you? Okay. Did you go to fifth grade camp? Did they have that when you were
sleepaway camp? Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, sleepaway camp.
Yep.
That's where your whole thing started.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Rufo. That's not his real name.
I don't know.
Actually,
yeah. I don't know.
Oops. Edit that out.
You saw the movie Sleepaway Camp, right?
No.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. At the end of the movie, Sleepaway Camp was a...
Everybody gets anally raped.
It was close. It's a... Spoiler alert, this movie came out in the fucking 60s. I don't know if that's true. Maybe 80s. But it's a slasher film.
Yeah.
Okay. It's at a summer camp.
Is Elijah Dushkuth in it?
No. She wasn't even born yet, probably.
Yeah. All right.
But at the end of the movie, okay, you find out who the killer is because the killer is holding a head, and it's a girl that's been there the whole time, and they pan out on the girl, and she's topless, and they pan out the biggest dick you've ever seen. So it's a hermaphrodite.
Oh, no.
Oh, my good God. You're about to get your mind blown.
Hey, keep going.
Get something else blown, too.
Keep going. Huge dick, natural boobies.
Yeah.
Go for it. I don't think hermaphrodites usually have huge wangers, though, right?
Don't they usually have, like... 1983.
Little schmenzies? Because the peen is essentially the clitoris, is it not? Seriously, the head of the penis is the clitoris. When they laid out my redesign surgery,
yeah, I guess it's not that big of a dick. But that's the ending of the movie, where they pan out as the big surprise. It's almost like,
dude, that's not a chick. Dude,
yes, it is. It's a
chick. He's wearing a chick's head.
No, it's a chick throughout the whole movie, and it's like a whatever they do with the makeup there. But it reminds me, what's that movie? What the fuck is that movie? No, it's not a horror movie.
Dumb and Dumber.
No, it's a movie where the guy turns out to be a girl.
Sophie's Choice. Oh, just for the guys.
No, that movie's awesome. Yeah. She had great cans.
Yeah.
But no, it's a...
With where she plays soccer.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
No.
Parent Trap. Amanda Bynes.
Herbie Love Bug. No, Fully Loaded. What the fuck is the name of that movie?
Naked Gun.
No.
Leslie Nielsen.
Hey, your wife played the soundtrack. She wanted to play that song when she was doing the slideshow of you and Jerry at the at your roast.
Dude, do you know how fucked up I was for like 2 years around that time? I have no idea. Grease?
Yeah, fuck you.
No, I'm serious.
No. It's a movie about a guy who's in jail with another guy, and he talks about this girl.
Oh!
And they go, and then he finds out. And
the crying game.
The crying game.
Crying. Ding, ding, yeah. Ding, ding, ding,
well, see, you
ding,
know the song now, ding. You fuck.
Know it by heart.
Yeah. That's your masturbatory song that plays in your head.
Was Milli Vanilli, did they used to be girls who pretend to be guys or something?
No.
Wasn't there a story about that?
What?
Milli Vanilli?
No, they lip synced.
Don't
blame it on the rain.
Oh, I was gonna say don't make me over, but that's Sade, I think.
Yeah, no, you're wrong.
It's good stuff.
It's blame it on the rain.
Blame it on the rain.
You can blame it on the rain, cause the rain don't mind, the rain don't care. You've got to blame it on something.
Oh, I thought we were going with the hook. So blame it on the rain. Yeah.
Do you know what this was?
So dumb.
So dumb.
You guys are so dumb.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. Dumb.